listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from James chapter 4 and speak to you about how God gives more grace. Here's what we read. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Again, that's James chapter 4, verse 6. Now, before these verses in James 4, 6, in the previous sentences, James warned us, all of his readers, of the great danger of compromise, and how the Spirit of God within us will warn us of this with the good kind of jealousy that God has for his people. It was a strong passage that warned us of the danger of friendship with the passing vanities of this world. Knowing that, it's wonderful to see how he continued on to comfort the people of God, assuring them, but he gives more grace. The same Holy Spirit convicting us of our compromise will also grant us the grace to trust God and to serve God as we should. We could say that this wonderful statement, but he gives more grace, completes the thought from the previous sentences. James didn't want to leave us only with a strong finger pointing at our sin and compromise, although he definitely wanted to start there. He wanted to point as our weakness and failure and then turn his finger upwards to point to God in heaven and the richness of grace that he gives. To paraphrase a quote from Charles Spurgeon, in this we see a great contrast, the kind of contrast we repeatedly see in God's dealing with men and women. We see how weak we are and how strong he is. We see how proud we are and how low God reaches to meet us. We see how often we err and God never errs. How much we provoke God and how much he forgives us. Truly, he gives more grace. We also see that if we suffer from not having what we need from God, it isn't his fault. After all, he gives more grace. If we don't have the spiritual resources we need, it isn't because God hasn't provided those. It's because we haven't received them. Think about it. More grace. More is a word that implies measure. Whatever the measure is that you can think of, we have more grace than that. More than what? More grace than our sin. More grace than what we give to him. More grace than we deserve. More grace than others will give to us. More grace than the needs of the past. More grace than the needs of the present. More grace than our needs for the future. Are you living with more grace or less grace? This is an aspect of life where more is clearly better than less. More grace is better than less grace. Maybe your reaction is, hey, I don't deserve more grace. Well, that's rightly said. You or I, or anybody else, do not deserve this more grace. But the wonderful thing is that God's grace is given apart from what we deserve. And we don't receive it because we deserve it, but because we believe God and receive it by faith. Now, as you go on in James chapter 4, he has a lot more to tell us about grace. Even in that single verse, James chapter 4, verse 6. But for today, think about this one simple truth. He gives more grace. Then believe God for it. Receive his more grace today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.